thoughts on the matchup against our alma mater?
Well, you know what? I didn't think Big Ten teams could play each other in the first round. But I guess that's for next year. It's a team we've seen the last 4 years. So, you know, we know them. They know us. The way they're going to play, obviously, with very veteran coaching staff and Jeff, some high-end guys, outstanding goalie, and Cal Peterson. They got a very mobile defensive group that will jump up into play. Anders Bjork is certainly one of the best players in college hockey and should be a great matchup, a very good regional with all four teams. And we're looking forward to getting back in the tournament.
Are you surprised they put you against Notre Dame?
No, you know, how it was all shaking itself out when I looked at it last night. I knew that depending on that last outcome, I mean, the way things were looking, it was, you know, we were either going to be a fourth or the last number one or a six seed, depending on what happened with Penn State and North Dakota lost. And it was, you know, if Penn State wins, we're going to be a four. If Wisconsin wins, we're going to be a six. And then it was, okay, if we're a four, who's it going to be the way it was? And it was either going to be Providence or Notre Dame. You know, were they going to keep Providence in Providence, which they did. So I knew it was going to be one of those two teams, just didn't know which one.
What are your thoughts on the venue in Manchester?
You know, we were there 2 years ago, so we should be somewhat familiar with the rink. So, you know, whether it's an AHL rink, which is good, you know, Lowell's going to have the home ice crowd because they're probably less than an hour away from Manchester, so easy commute for their fans. So I'm not sure there'll be a ton of fans for our game against Notre Dame, but you know, with Lowell bringing their group, so that should help put people in the stands. And Cornell historically travels really well too, so whether they'll stick around for our game remains to be seen. But usually hockey fans, if you're going to make that trip, will stay for both games.
It's a different team, but could you tell a new focus with the guys not making the NCAAs last year, wanting to do something?
Well, we were so close last year. You know, you're 5 minutes away from maybe getting in, and you know that's obviously the expectation we go in each and every year, and you know that's what you put in all year for. You know, it was tough to lose in double overtime on Friday. You know, the blessing is that we knew we were in the tournament, you know, the extra day off was probably good for us. You know, some nicks and bruises we've talked about. We haven't had an off week the whole second half. Some guys talked about they're a little bit, you know, they felt their legs on Friday. So, you know, we had 2 days off today. We'll probably practice Monday, take Tuesday off again, and then really get the preparation going Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
How is everybody's physical and mental state?
I think they're good right now. That they're excited. You know, we had a little quick video before the 11 o'clock show just to put Friday night's game to bed, and we could just look forward now from here on out. So I think there's general excitement. I think the excitement is playing a team you haven't seen this year. Even though we've played Notre Dame, I think it's a lot more fun to get into the NCAA tournament and play somebody that you haven't played, you know, before during the regular season. So we're in a regional with three other teams that, you know, we haven't seen. So that part of it is kind of fun.
A little tension in the Lucia household going into
Saturday? No tension. So, you know, I my wife, she mentioned that, you know, she wants to go out. I said, make sure who you're cheering for this weekend. So blood is thicker than anything. So, just excited to play a great program. I think that's the big thing for me is that brand name school and they've got outstanding players, and we're looking forward to having Notre Dame part of the Big Ten. I think it's really going to add to our conference next year. When you look at kind of where the conference is right now with the three teams getting in the NCAA, and Notre Dame will be in next year. There's a fourth. Wisconsin was just a close miss this year. So the future looks really bright for the competitiveness and moving forward with the Big Ten.
NCAA hockey, obviously, it's one and done. You've had a lot of success. And is there something mentality-wise?
No, I think, you know, the big thing for me is that, and I mentioned it today in the meeting, is that, you know, you get to this time of the year, and there's some years that, you know, your team plays really good, and then there's other years they kind of are flat for whatever reason. You just want them to play their best hockey. I think that's the big thing we're going to try to accomplish, make sure we have fresh legs, the importance of playing good, smart hockey, the importance of territory this time of the year, not trying to make hit singles, you know, and don't try to hit a double or a triple every time you come up to bat. But you want to play a good game at the end, and then hopefully that's enough to move forward. But when you look at our regional, I mean, it's pretty safe to say any of the four teams could come out of that regional, and it'll be very, very competitive. But You know, what's the old adage this time of year? Survive in advance. I mean, it doesn't matter how you do it. You got to try to find a way to win the game the first day and move forward, and, you know, and then prep for whoever you play in game two. But like I said, we have played Notre Dame four straight years, so we're kind of familiar. I know how Jeff coaches, and you know, they're familiar with our personnel and how we've played over the last 4 years. And so we kind of have a feel for each other, even though we didn't play this year. So that should be a great matchup.
Even though the Penn State game was a loss, it was a well-played game. Is that a good springboard for
you
guys?
Yeah, I thought, you know, when I watched the video, I thought we as the game progressed, that our play improved. I like the way Eric's playing the second half of the season. We all know how important goaltending is at this time of the year. I thought it was good for Jack Glover to get a lot of ice time in the game, which he did. He hadn't played in a while. Same thing with Mike Smatula. You know, he mentioned that, you know, about the second period, he started to feel like he was getting his legs back after not playing so long. So, you know, we pretty much know what our lineup's going to look like. And now it's about practicing well, practicing hard, practicing efficient, and make sure that we're mentally and physically as fresh as we can be. And that you go out there and, you know, you have no regrets in how you play.